Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys put on 215-592-9494. That's how you join us as we get set for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Eagles and the Rams Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Link. I got the butterflies now. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, did you know that furries are people that like to dress up as animals?
I did know that. I think I knew it because you told me it once.
Uh-oh. No, Joe, listen. I went down a rabbit hole last night.
The algorithm again?
Yeah. I was watching a show, right? CSI. So I was watching CSI, and the episode was about, it was a furry convention.
Okay.
And they had a murder at the furry convention, right?
Oh, no.
And they were trying to figure it out. And I didn't know that these things were, like, real. So I Googled furry conventions.
Oh, dude, that's...
And guess what? There's one here. August, I think it's 22nd through the 24th at the Sheridan. I'm going. I'm going.
Dude, hold on. Hold on.
Are you going to dress as one?
I don't see...
Is there, like, dress code? You have to be furry to be with the furries?
Dude, I don't know. I don't think you know what you're getting into.
But I'm going.
They don't just dress up as animals.
No, here. I know. I saw that. Because okay. They have their own, like, little... Because I found out what riffing was. I didn't know what riffing was. I need somebody that... partakes in furryism.
No, we don't.
To call in today.
No.
No, I'm serious.
He didn't tell us about this in the pre-show meeting. You just left the whole furry topic.
No, I'm not fielding furry phone calls
August
today.
22nd through the 24th at the Sheridan Hotel.
No.
I will be on deck because I want to see.
You know what? I wonder why your algorithm's all screwed up. You're Googling furry convention.
Dude, I'm going.
You know what I can't wait for?
I am going.
I can't wait for whoever's in charge of PR for the furry stuff to contact us and Hugh to be doing reads for the furry stuff. Come on out to the furry convention.
I'm going to the furry convention.
All right. You know what? I actually thank you, Hugh, for that. You know why? A little levity allowed me to laugh a little bit because let's start us off as we get into this. I have a confession to make, all right? You just made one, ironically, but I have a different one to make. Hugh, as we get set for the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday, I'm nervous, man.
Why?
Why? I mean, we got a Super Bowl winning coach, a Super Bowl winning quarterback coming in. I have a lot of nerves. The way I felt last Friday, I sat here last Friday and I said, this is a lock. This is a blowout. They're going to beat the Packers. I had zero nerves. I feel the opposite way right now. Let me start off this way. I think the Eagles are going to find a way to win, but I think this is going to be really close. And you can call me plant-based, nervous, scary, furry, whatever you want to call me.
Soft.
Soft. Call me whatever you want. I'm worried. I'm worried about this one. We have a Super Bowl winning coach on the other side, a Super Bowl winning quarterback on the other side, a team that looks like they have changed from the last time we played them defensively. They have had four straight games allowing 10 points or less.
Yeah.
They sacked the opposing quarterback 9 times on Monday. I don't care if it's Sam Darnold or you out there. That gets my attention. 9 sacks in a playoff game gets my attention. So I have some nerves about this one. I also feel like the Eagles' pass game could keep this thing close. 215-592-9494. There's a lot here that says Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Home, snow. I'm sure everyone's going to tell me today all the reasons why the Eagles are going to win this game. And I think they are too. But I am nervous. And then I saw a stat this morning that I was, because I was looking for reasons to kind of calm myself down.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is like, all right, the Eagles have a longer week, right? It's a short week for the Rams. Less preparation. They got to travel. Sean McVay's last 19 games on short rest, he's 14-5. He's a great football coach. They've got a quarterback that's been amazing in the postseason. We don't. Hugh Douglas, please calm me down. I know you got more furry stuff to talk about, but I am I'm nervous. Hugh, are you confident, nervous? What are you feeling as we get set for a huge game Sunday?
I feel pretty good, man. Okay. I feel like, you know, anything is possible. You know how I feel when it comes to that. And there is nothing, there's no such thing as a lock when it comes to this, to playing football, because any given Sunday, you can win a football game. But I feel real good about this game. And I'll tell you why. I know everybody wants to focus on the quarterback, but I don't think that's the right thing to focus on.
Okay.
It's Saquon Barkley and the weather. This weather is going to be inclement. It's going to be conducive to, let me see how I can say this. Shady McCoy, snow game kind of weather.
Ironically, do you know who the quarterback was for the other team that day?
Who was?
Matthew Stafford.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was on the Lions.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look at this, and if the Eagles go into this game and do what they do best, and that's run the ball against this smallish defensive line, they're going to have success. That's the way they had success last time. I understand that you're upset, or not upset, but you're a little nervous. About the pass rush and all this other good stuff. But I tell you what negates a good pass rush.
What's that?
Cold, inclement, snowy weather. I used to hate playing in snow games as a pass rusher because it took away my biggest asset, which is my speed and power, and it also put me in a position where I didn't – The passing wasn't going to be as frequent as you would like it to be. But the benefit for us in this case is, I would think, I can't see the Rams going into this game trying to pass the ball at the volume they would like to. But that's their game plan, because they can't run the ball. So they're going to have to. So I think that plays into our favor. And like I told you, every time that you put the ball in the air, three things can happen and two of them are bad. Two of them are bad. So there's that. I feel like with Saquon Barkley back there, man, and this offensive line, we are in a good spot. I really, really do.
Well, they better be, because that is their key to victory, is to run that football, control the clock, keep Stafford off the field. 215-592-9494. The other thing that's getting me, and maybe I'm overthinking this, is, boy, I hear a lot of overconfidence on this radio station this week. I mean, I feel like every show, other than ours, because I've told you, I think this could be a close game, is calling for this to be a big-time win. I mean, I'm driving in the last couple mornings. I got Joe and John basically telling me, this one's not even close. Don't worry about the Los Angeles Rams. And that makes me worried here, because I feel like we're overlooking a team. I think we're getting a little overconfident. Now, Hugh, I get the last time we faced them, we crushed them, right? 37-20 in their building. That's a reason for confidence. But I just feel like everyone just is putting the Eagles in the next round. I think this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge, John. And I think it's kind of foolish for anybody. I just find it ironic and funny when I hear people call in and they say, oh, we're going to boat race the next team or whatever team, and we're going to beat them 38-6 or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not realistic, but that's what a fan is. Fanatic. And they always feel like no matter what, we have the upper hand. And I also think it's funny when you have some of our hosts do the same thing. But that's fine. I mean, you know, I'm not picking on anybody. That's fine. But that's not reality. This is the playoffs. And as we've seen over the first week of the playoffs, some of these games are pretty tight. And they're tight for a reason. Because you're playing against teams that are here for a reason. You ain't playing the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Cleveland Browns that have clear deficiencies. Everybody has deficiencies, but you're playing against teams that have been doing a really good job of covering up those deficiencies. And you're talking about a team like the Rams who had deficiencies early in the season, and they found a way to overcome those deficiencies. That's basically what it is. So going into this game, I feel confident that the Eagles are going to win this game, but I don't think that they're the overwhelming favorites that everybody else does.
Well, at least you're talking some sense. I thought when we started with the furry stuff, we'd have no sense. You're talking some sense. I will be totally honest with you. I'm sweating. I have nerves. I've got 48 hours until the game, and I'm nervous about this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear what they're saying nationally. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. His take on Eagles-Rams Sunday afternoon.
Do you think that they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC, the Rams?
I do. I think they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC. Okay, all right. Who in the NFC has a coach who's led their team to the Super Bowl and won it? Sean McVay. Who in the NFC has a quarterback that's gone to the Super Bowl and won it?
Okay.
The Rams. What team in the NFC has a quarterback that has had one of the most clutch playoff runs in the history of the NFL? The Rams with Matthew Stafford.
I don't give a
In the playoffs with Stafford, he's 5-1 together with Sean McVay. 5-1, 70% completion percentage, a passer rating of 111, 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's a killer in the playoffs. Okay, then you go to Kyren Williams. Kyren's a walking touchdown. When he's on the field, all he does is score touchdowns. He's a walking touchdown.
A walking TD, he calls the Rams running back. I'm not.
Wasn't he spitting up blood last week?
No,
that was Higbee. That was Higbee.
That was Higbee.
The walking fumble.
Somebody was spitting up blood.
I'm not so much worried about the running back, but his point on the coach and the quarterback, like they have the advantage there. When I'm like that's keeping me up at night. More from Orlovsky on Eagles Rams Sunday.
This defense, after last year, and this is said with the endless amount of admiration. Last year with Aaron Donald, who's one of the greatest defensive linemen in the history of the NFL, they gave up 401 points. They had 15 takeaways and 44 sacks. This year, without Aaron Donald, this defense has given up 395 points. That's less than last year. They've gotten 22 takeaways. That's more than last year, and they've gotten 47 sacks. So we're talking about a defense that is a better unit this year than they were last year. They got a quarterback and coach that have done it, and I'm just telling everybody, I love Philadelphia. I think they're a fantastic football team. That quarterback and coach will walk into that building and saying, you got to come get us. We don't have to go beat you. You got to beat us. We've been there and done that. And that's why I think they're dangerous, because they're confident.
See, this is what I'm dealing with. I have this stuff in my head making me nervous about this football game. All right, maybe this will make me feel a little better. Then we'll get all your phone calls up here. 215-592-9494. Ryan Clark, we just watched the Rams have 9 sacks on Monday. Let's see what he said about their pass rush in this game against the Eagles.
I think the other piece of this was it was total domination up front for the Los Angeles Rams versus the Minnesota Vikings, especially on the edge when you mentioned Young and Verse. You don't expect those same things to happen with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other piece of it was I felt like Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator, was extremely game plan specific when it came to the Minnesota Vikings. It looked like he took a page straight from Aaron Glenn's playbook. This is a totally different team in facing the Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously Saquon Barkley got going late in the game and he was able to break off some of those big runs. But how do you minimize him early? And what are you going to do on the back end? That's a different wrinkle from what we saw last week when you have all of these one-on-one beaters from the Philadelphia Eagles offense.
Yeah, look, the Rams are not coming here getting 9 sacks, but obviously their pass rush improved. I do think that's an area the Eagles could be all right with their offensive line there. All right, because maybe someone will make me feel better today. Maybe you guys will do that. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling here? Confident, nervous? What's the feeling as we get ready for the Rams on Sunday?
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky is delusional, first of all. Just because the Rams are confident, I don't care. Like, the Eagles are just, beyond the fact that the Eagles are a better team, I look at every single matchup possible in this game, and I think they all favor the Eagles. All of them. The Rams, I think, best asset on offense is their passing game. Guess what? It's going to be snowing. Matt Stafford does not usually play well in the snow, and we have one of the best secondaries in football. The Rams' best asset on defense is their pass rush, which I've said multiple times this week. Never scares me ever if you tell me that you have a good pass rush because of how good this offensive line is. And to what Hugh was saying, as a former defensive end himself, Joe, because I know we forget that sometimes, it is a little bit tough to get your footing.
We do forget that Hugh did 80 sacks.
But so, I mean, he's right.
Some away
he's right about that. So I'm not scared about Jared Verse or Fisk or any of the other guys that they have on that defense. Aaron Donald is gone. So that doesn't bother me whatsoever. And then just the simple fact that Saquon Barkley had 250 yards in L.A. the last time we played these guys, and I get that it's going to be snowy, but that favors the run game. I think LeSean McCoy needs to deliver Saquon his cleats from that snow game against the Lions, and I can see Saquon having a huge day. The Rams don't worry me one bit, not even slightly. I don't think I've ever been less nervous about a playoff matchup. Congratulations, Eagles. You're in the NFC Championship
game.
Now,
why'd you do that? I didn't want to have to say this, but Kyle forced me to say this. The last time that I heard this much overconfidence was before the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I sat.
It's the Chiefs, though.
I know. But the Eagles were considered the better team then, too. Not as big of a gap, but they were the favorite in that game. And I had 3 hours or 4 hours of people as I sat there alone on Media Row at 10 o'clock Eastern or 9 o'clock Eastern as everyone else left. And I'm getting person after person saying, they're going to blow them out. They're so much better. And I said, the other team has the better coaching quarterback. This is going to be a challenge.
You don't think there's a difference between the Chiefs and the Rams that are 10-7 and squeaked out of a bad division?
There is. I know there is. That was worse. I'm just saying this. It's similar in terms of the overconfidence we have.
Also, we did kill the Rams the last time we played them.
I know. I'm aware. I just think this is going to be tight. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's see what everyone has to say today. I'm nervous. Hugh's confident. Kyle is, I mean, clearly overconfident here in a game against...
Appropriate.
Not inappropriately. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy playoff football Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy? How we feeling?
Hugh Douglas, don't do this. Not today. You're not going to invite a whole bunch of mentally ill furry people to be
See, that's not fair, man. Come on, man. Those people, like, I was reading up on this because, see, this is what happens.
Nah,
when I read
not
that.
Today, Hugh.
And it's
not
people
today.
That want anonymity. Yes. They want to be, you know, they don't want people to know who they are, and they just it's basically they like to dress up as furry animals that they identify.
You are going to kill me.
Yeah, can I put a little PSA?
Let's move on.
Let's just try to be inclusive today. All right,
we've always been on a Friday. We stay inclusive.
Talking to the callers. Let's try to be inclusive. Hugh's obviously inclusive. I'm inclusive. We could be exclusive to the Rams. Let's rip them. Go ahead, Chris.
Yep. Let's stay focused because this is really what today is about. Hugh Douglas.
What?
Don't tell me I don't see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a little bit of revenge back on us for the Greenbeard.
How is that getting revenge?
I thought I was going to get yelled at.
Let's move on.
Okay, fine.
Let's go! Philadelphia! Sunday afternoon, Snowville, when our Eagles take the battlefield against the Beach Boys of Los Angeles. The Sunshine Kids will quickly find out Philadelphia is the place that men in green and white by young schools that flap their gums. Yes, I'm speaking to you here first. You thought your hatred of the Eagles fans before was great. Well, get ready, son. You ain't seen nothing like this yet. It's the playoffs, boy. As for your hatred of the green and white, you're going to be seeing a lot of green when Lane Johnson smashes your face in the cart all game long. This isn't Minnesota, clown boy. And you listen to you, your own demise. Conversely, our defense will continue to put on a clinic of how to play off defenses are playing. Our green and white gang of assassins will take Matthew Stafford, Supper Stafford, down over and over and over again. He better get familiar with a white flag because he's going to need it. And if Karen Williams thinks he's going to call for a manager for help, she's sadly mistaken. Manager busts you in the mouth. Bond is on duty Sunday. It ain't going to be pretty. It's going to be a pain-filled day. Hey, Tuca, I didn't forget about you. Like your quarterback forgot about Cooper Kupp. Get ready to be part of the magic show. And Guantanamo Day is going to make you disappear and then reappear on a milk cart. Sunshine Kids, if you want to see an explosive, powerful offense, you came to the right place. Our flying Eagles in green and white office will be putting on a clinic for you soft West Coast clowns. Jalen is here. The Jalen Show will ball out. As for the truth, the freak show, the cyborg, Saquon Barkley, he's going to run through you little boys all day long again. We will win this game by over 14 points and move on to the NFC title game. This is our time. This is our city. This is our destiny. This is our Lombardi. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Chris, good phone call. I mean, Chris did miss the post, though. Is that supposed to make me feel better? I mean, he went like 30 seconds over.
That wasn't a very good omen.
Why? He was an all-inclusive?
Well, that wasn't great either.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, you got to be
honest. No, I'm just saying he didn't hit the mark. I mean, that on a football Friday.
He went a long time over.
Today's show's not on me. It's on you guys. You guys have to make me feel better by 2 o'clock.
It's on Chris.
Well, it's on everyone. Kyle's tried, and he went overboard. Hugh at least you did the best job so far, Hugh. You made me feel a little bit better.
I mean, this is a simple formula, man. And I don't think it's that complicated. I think this week, the fans have made it more complicated than it needs to be because they are worried about the quarterback way too much.
Mm.
They're worried about him way too much. I was listening to Dev this morning. Shout out to Dev, and Dev was a little nervous. But Dev, if you're listening, I'm here to calm you down. Jalen's going to have to make plays, but this is not the week to be concerned about that. As long as Saquon Barkley is ready to go, we're good. We're going to be good.
215-592-9494. Pete is up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Pete. What do you feel?
Well, I think I'm like you, Joe. I'm nervous. The only reason I say that is, I mean, I'm almost 47. I've been a Philadelphia fan all my life, and with the weather coming in, like Hugh Douglas said, and Coach Vermeil was on earlier. I mean, you can't guarantee. And L.A. I don't care what people say with L.A. Look what they did in Minnesota. Was a 14-win team.
Yep.
The weather affects everybody, and even in Detroit, they're overlooking. I mean, this NFC championship could be Washington, L.A. You know, I mean, that overconfidence kills you, you know. Like, it's a game, like Hugh Douglas said, any given Sunday, you know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the confidence, Pete, is because what we did last time against them out in L.A. in late November, and the Eagles didn't play well that night, but – you know, they start. I think people, you know, kind of overlook. They started off 1-4, and now they're 11-7. When
they're a different team than they were when we played.
Totally. They've won 10 out of their last 13, and the last game of the season they rest their starters. So, other than the Eagles game, they've played really well for like 2.5 months now.
Yeah, and if it comes down to Elliott, I like Elliott, but I, you know, there's just a lot that could go wrong. Anytime I hear weather, I get a little nervous. I was a big fan even back with the Fog Bowl, you know, and, you know, things happen, and you can't just overlook a team. You know, the morning show, I don't like everybody picking Eagles. I don't think everybody thinks it's just a stepping stone. They're in the playoffs. It's a playoff team, you know.
And they won. You said they won a game on Monday against a 14-win team. That's part of it. Part of it is it seems like everyone's on the Eagles. 215-592-9495. I feel like we're a bit overconfident in this matchup this week.